This is the Insider, and we have a very special guest again with us, which we haven't had in a while, Rocco, and he's on fire because of all these tariffs that are happening, and he's been traveling the world. He came back to Canada. I think he might regret it a little bit. Rocco, what are your thoughts?
I want to go back.
Go back where?
Where I came from.
Where did you come from?
I don't feel like staying here because just being out of this country for 4 weeks and visiting even countries, so-called third world countries like India and Dubai and stuff, and seeing the mentality of the people there, the progress, the emphasis on growth and all that stuff. And then you come back to Canada and you see people stuck up in this climate change and carbon tax and weird policies and now this tariff wars and everything. And you're like, what is wrong with Canadians? And
so tell us about India, because India is really growing. And I've always believed that India, we should be doing more business with India rather than we're doing with China, because it has so much more growth potential. But tell us, what's the view now in India?
So the Prime Minister of India, Modi, is very, very pro-business.
Yes.
And he surrounded himself with lots of pro-business groups. So the biggest groups there, like Reliance, Adani,
yeah,
and stuff. So these guys are all like business. So
Mittal's
there too.
Yeah.
But Adani has been the one that's been taking over, like, you know, the ports and grain trade and all the stuff, the railways.
Okay.
So, and Reliance has been there for a long time. They were one of the biggest industrial families.
Okay.
And they have a whole bunch of companies there. But it's just the attitude and the progress, because they know they have to compete against China. So mm-hmm. a few years ago, it was different because they were still willing to import stuff from China. So they were actually selling Chinese imports in India,
right?
The local market and stuff. But now it's more about, okay, let's how do we develop India? So everywhere you go, it's more about the highways are getting better. There's emphasis on infrastructure. Government is giving you tax breaks if you set up plants. And I did not hear even once anything mentioned about climate change or let's shut down our oil or let's not produce this.
Well, they don't
or let's not that. Manufacture anything because, you know, the output in a plant and a manufacturing plant will create like carbon dioxide and it will change the climate.
What
None of that
what
stuff.
What about cow farts? You know, they talk there about
are,
cow farts.
Yes,
here.
There are cows. And I actually, this is interesting because on the flight back, I had a person with me from Uganda. His brother lives in Edmonton. And we were talking about the same thing. I was telling him, you know, because he's coming from Uganda and so-called with high hopes for Canada. And when I told him how the emphasis in the West is to stop eating beef and replace it with the cricket meat and all kind of like insect meat and the cow farts are going to destroy the atmosphere.
Right.
He was stunned. He was shocked. He was like, I cannot believe, till I actually showed him the clips on the phone.
Right.
And he was like, I cannot believe that this is happening in a first world country, so-called first world country that these guys look up to.
Yeah.
And it is amazing to see how far down the wrong path Canada is. And for some reason, okay, the politicians can do whatever they want to do, but I don't understand the population. Like, what is wrong with the Canadians? What is absolutely the fuck wrong with them? They don't seem to understand what is happening. And, you know, for somebody to come out and say that, you know, we are producing the per capita, the highest amount of emissions and stuff, like, come on, we live in minus 20 in winters. How else would you heat your home?
Right.
That California doesn't have the problem.
Right.
Mexico doesn't have the problem. India doesn't have the problem. Here, you would die if you don't do that. But we are offsetting that with 5 billion trees, you know?
Right.
And
Absolutely. We
are right at the border of the biggest partner that doesn't have any of those carbon taxes. And
right.
I see everybody getting upset. Where were these people 2 years ago when people's jobs were getting fired
right.
and because of the COVID mandates?
Yes.
And now the same people are out there. Oh, we stand for Canada. And if you don't do this, and, you know, they have the Canadian flag and, you know, it's just
these
amazing.
Are the same people that
the same people
Canada
who said
now, but they wanted to.
They wanted
statues.
People to. Yes. The same people who wanted people to lose their jobs because
yep.
you didn't get your shots. And now they're the same people who are like, oh, we have to Canadians and we have to stand up together.
Right.
And I just don't understand what is wrong with them. And then if you ask them, hey, You're upset at 25% tariff from the States. But do you know this? Canada has 250% tariff on dairy products coming in, and wow, they have no clue. And then you tell them, hey, it's like Trudeau is going to increase the carbon tax by about 19 or 20% April 1st.
Yeah.
And they have no idea about that. And nobody's getting upset about it. So it's like, man, what kind of a world are Canadians living in? Like, they must be the most brainwashed sheep anywhere in the world, because...
Or are they low information?
Maybe very low information, or maybe they're like so engrossed in their daily struggles that whatever they see on CTV headlines or some news, and that's all they can, their brain can just process that, and they don't have time for anything else to do their own research.
Right.
Because, I mean, you know, if you are not, you need the ability to critically think about what's happening, and you can only do that if you take information from a few sources and then go through the rigorous process of trying to evaluate.
I think you hit the nail on the head, because what I remember from the COVID days was Americans were more critically thinking about what's going on and did more investigation, whereas Canadians just listened to whatever the mainstream media was, and it was a one-way bias. They didn't have opposing points of view. They didn't present opposing points of view.
Yeah, because
and
you were not allowed.
You weren't allowed. But the thing was, it was out there on social media if they bothered to have the critical thinking, and they didn't.
And
I think you hit the nail on the head.
And if they had the willingness to actually go in and do their own research, which unfortunately they won't, because...
And also, I think they were scared. I'm not saying in a good way scared. They were scared in a bad way, because they were scared that maybe... The what they've been brainwashed to believe, they're scared to challenge their own beliefs.
Right. But there's another thing. There was a study that said that 80 or 85% of the people will not dispute anything that is dictated to them by powers of authority.
Right.
So if their government or the medical authorities or somebody comes out and says something, they will not dispute it, because for them it's like, hey, why would they give us the wrong information?
Right.
You know, they mislead? It's blind faith in the authorities. Unfortunately, we saw how it the effects of that.
Yeah.
So in today's age, it's like anybody who just blindly believes anything that's thrown out on the media is like yesterday there was a headline about the States on Twitter. Oh, Reuters said that Trump is going to take out the visa for 250,000 Ukrainians. And this was an article by Reuters.
Okay.
And it said, and I was on the Twitter, and then...
I don't trust Reuters.
And some people were like, oh, look, there's Trump. I said, but you can't trust Reuters, because they've been lying about a lot of stuff before.
Totally.
And the guy's
they were
like...
one of the fact checkers lied.
And the guy's like, oh, but... just because Reuters is not saying anything positive about your yellow buffoon doesn't mean that it's not true. I said, but don't you see this? Anonymous sources.
Yeah.
So it could be anybody. You make something up
and
then you say it's anonymous sources, and then people don't even like question, like, hey, who are these sources? Why aren't you putting names on there?
Exactly.
You know, we had 51 intelligence people saying that Hunter Biden laptop didn't exist.
Well, it was Russian
misinformation. And it was Russian misinformation. Yeah. So when all these things have happened in the last 3 years, 4 years, or 6 years, like, why are people not still waking up? I really don't understand. Like, you know, I mean, you can have any viewpoint you want, but at least have the ability to critically think and see what's going on. And
but I think Americans are much more.
Americans are doing
51.
Yes.
They came to the 51. But if you tell Canadians 51, they're like, what are you talking about?
Yes.
They have no clue.
They don't. And it's, you know, some people say, oh, Canadians are very polite and with this. But it's just, I don't know. It just see like a big temperament difference.
Right.
Because the same policy point. My friend on the plane from Uganda, he picked up right away in a second, and he's like, what's going on? Why aren't your guys like picking up on this thing?
Look at the history. Uganda, they had some tough times, Idi Amin.
Yes,
right?
They had Idi Amin and all this stuff, but they went through, so it's ingrained in them to question and
to question authority.
Right.
Whereas here you have Canada. Here's the difference between Canadians and Americans, and I've always said this. The Americans had nothing, and then they fought a king in a revolutionary war, and they fought for their independence. What Canadians don't even realize is you're still a subject of the king to this day.
Yes. So maybe it's because of that, or it's just
it's submissiveness. Like, it's a natural ingrained submissiveness.
Yes. That's an interesting word, because basically that could be the reason why we don't question our politicians, or like,
which
even
we should. We should trust nobody.
Yes. Because even now when we are going out with this tariff things, and nobody's questioning that, hey, we... the government is coming out and saying Ford is like, oh, I'm going to put an extra export tariff on electricity and gas.
Right.
People were celebrating. Oh, yeah, we will take out American whiskey from the LCBO. Okay. My next question is, okay, when does Ford take out the American diesel and gasoline from the pumps?
Sure.
When do people stop going to Costco? Okay, you can boycott Home Depot.
Yeah.
You can boycott Home Depot because you can go to Home Hardware, as we're on, like everybody's saying. But what or about Rona. Costco? What about Walmart?
Right.
How about boycotting social media? Don't go on Twitter. Don't go on Meta. Don't go on Google.
That's
don't go on TikTok. None of these are Canadian.
Right.
So it's like, you know, the population is so like brainwashed in a, such a narrow way that they just, they got like blinder, horse blinders on their eyes, you know?
They think they're booing the American.
They think they're booing, but if you question them, they don't know nothing.
Yeah.
Anybody I ask
but
them.
But they're arrogant too.
It's and they're arrogant. And I ask them.
We confront them with the facts and they don't want to accept that the facts that they believe are wrong. So they become arrogant and then they start insulting.
That's exactly, yeah. And they'll say, oh, it's the orange buffoon. I said, I'm not even calling names because your guy over here isn't the most intelligent one either. And you voted for him for 10 years. So leave me the
heck
all
alone.
Your, yeah. Like,
keep alone.
But anyways. The thing is, if you are going to be very strong about something, at least have information about everything, right? For example, when people come out and say, we don't want gas and we are okay with shutting down our gasoline and our processing and refineries, they should just think like, okay, everybody, I know so many people on my social media who have gone to Dubai or Saudi in the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody praises those countries. Mm-hmm. But how are they making money? Oil.
Mm-hmm.
So you are okay to go to a country where they made money on oil and oil byproducts and their economy ran around that stuff. But you are not willing to do the same thing in Canada and bring Canada out of its debt and give jobs to people.
Exactly.
Like what kind of lunacy is this? Well, like,
but,
you know,
it's even deeper. Okay, look, it's even deeper than that. You're willing to go buy things made in China. Okay.
100%, which you're you have willing, no clue the, how they manufactured.
But exactly. Yeah. But you're willing to buy things from China. Mm. You got no choice because it's all being manufactured in China. You want to shut down our natural resources. You want to claim carbon tax and all this kind of stuff when we emit 1.6% of global greenhouse emissions, whether you believe in that or not. Let's just say that's how much we emit. China is emitting more than 25%. China's building coal power plants.
Every day. They have a new plant coming out every day.
Okay. Mm. So what are you talking about? But you're okay to go deal with China. You're okay to...
And that 1.6 number also needs to be put in context because everybody throws that number.
Right.
But you got to understand, Canada is not... The Canadian climate is not like a climate in Mexico or Texas or Florida or India.
Yeah.
You have minus 20 winters. You do need natural gas to heat your house.
And plus 40 Celsius summers.
So you need natural... You need, but all the extra fossil fuel you're burning or the natural gas you're burning is being offset by the 5 billion trees that you have.
Well, and that's the thing.
So how we are actually net deficit in carbon emissions.
How come our government has, our federal government, our Trudeau government has planted zero
trees. Yeah, they said they were going to plant 2 billion trees. Yeah. I don't see anything being planted.
Nothing.
But
you don't need it because you need the car. It's fine. It eats the carbon dioxide and emits oxygen.
But you know, there's a very interesting NASA map. If somebody wants to just go and search, they have a map about India and China.
Okay.
And going back to 99, 98 and comparing it with like, let's say 2 years ago it was. And they are showing the greening effect of India and China compared to 20 years ago. And one reason for that, they were saying, is maybe because, okay, there's carbon dioxide. But what is carbon dioxide? It's food for the plants, right?
Correct.
So, and carbon dioxide is a heavier gas than oxygen. So, it'll go up when it's hot, but then it'll settle down. And then it gives food to all the plants. So, that's why maybe the greening is happening.
Right.
And it's not like everything is bad. But nobody complains about aluminum in the skies. Or nobody complains about the chemtrails. Nobody complains about all that stuff. But they all worry about, we are 1.6% emission. When they don't take into account that this is being balanced by the number of trees we have and all the stuff. So it's like you can look at a number of science in isolation, and you have the biggest trading partner next to you with a population 10 times your size, and they don't have no carbon tax, and they are
and Mexico
doesn't. So why is Canada trying to be like virtue signaling to the rest of the world and killing its own productivity, killing itself in the process?
Yeah.
Like it's, I just don't understand, and people don't wake up. Everybody I see, you know, you go to India, you go to Dubai, people are happy, they're optimistic. Somebody wants to invest, people are starting companies. You come to Canada, and everybody's depressed. They can't pay bills. The weather sucks, and everybody's just like so morose, and they're just like, it's like they're lost. They're paralyzed. You know?
Very paralyzed.
And I did not notice that because, you know, it's been, I did not go out in winters, and I would do like activities, but this time I actually felt like a lot of disparity. I was like, man, Canadians, they need to better wake up, man, if they want to bring back their standard of living and their life, because it's, you know, it's not healthy the way we are thinking right now, and just shooting our productivity in the foot. You know?
I think you hit the nail on the head, and that's the perfect way to end this show. So Canadians, don't shoot yourself in the foot, and time to wake up, right,
Rocco? I hope they do.
I hope we do too.
And we become the best country in the world.
Well, we have every opportunity to be the best.
We cannot complain about anything that we lack.
Natural resources.
Yes.
All right, everyone. This is The Insider. Thank you again for listening to this special episode on the Awakener channel. Again, follow the Awakener and follow his website as well for all news and updates.